Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Wonder if you'll ever know who's in the best-selling show. Is there life on Mars?
Well, is there indeed? Researchers looking over imagery and data from the Perseverance rover on Mars have found evidence of organic molecules on the planet's surface, potentially providing evidence of the planet's ability to host life on Mars. Well, Kevin Nolan, lecturer in physics at TU Dublin, is with me now. Is there life on Mars, Kevin?
Well, I mean, this discovery is incredibly exciting because what people may not know is that Perseverance was sent to what we already knew was a freshwater lake on Mars about 3 billion years ago, and they've discovered complex organic molecules inside the stones that actually formed a river delta. Now, what's really exciting about this discovery is they're complex organic molecules, and it's the second such discovery because the Curiosity rover discovered similar organic molecules in another lake called Gale Crater several years ago.
So hang on a second, go back. What's a complex organic molecule?
Well, basically, you know, your simple organic molecules might be things like, you know, methane and ethanol and methanol. Simple, these are what are called polycritic aromatic hydrocarbons. They're much more complex. Now, they can occur naturally, but the question, however, has always been, could Mars even support in its early days the ability to synthesize organic molecules? Mm-hmm. And it's increasingly looked like it could, and not only just in one location, but potentially across the entire planet.
Okay. So can I ask me this? What else do we need to discover to clarify that there was life on Mars, do you think?
Right. Well, I mean, this is a far step from understanding if there was life on Mars. But let's be clear, maybe two great questions in all of humanity are, you know, the origin of the universe and the origin of life.
Yeah.
And even on Earth, we've no knowledge as to where life ultimately came from. And here we now on Mars with a record of very similar activity occurring there billions of years ago. At the same time, life was originating on Earth, of course. So this is giving us key clues into understanding how planets like Earth give rise to life. Now, as I say, it's one step at a time. We've discovered now that there are organic molecules, you know, organic matter hidden in the mudstones in these lakes.
Mike.
And it's just very exciting because we've discovered it twice.
And they're going to bring back, twice indeed, they're going to bring back soil samples, aren't they, from Mars?
Well, what's really exciting about this is that literally that rover Perseverance is dropping as we speak 40 or so canisters onto the ground, and between 2028 and 2031, ESA, the European Space Agency with NASA, are going to send another rover there, collect the samples, put them into an orbiter that Europe will put in orbit around Mars, and bring them back to Earth for 2031 to study. And this is not conjecture, like Airbus mm-hmm. have signed contracts and all, so we'll bring samples back.
My God.
These kinds of samples.
Could you and I tip up to Mars then? Is there any possibility of humans going?
Well, actually, I suppose with the Artemis going back to the moon, you know, next year around the moon, and also trying to land people on the moon by about 2026, 2028, this is the start of a campaign to try and get people there. Now, let's be clear, we'd be lucky by the late 2030s to get maybe a couple of astronauts to go around Mars as a flyby and come home. I mean, I think for anybody of our, you know, it's only our young people today who might contemplate the notion of seeing somebody land on Mars in the 2040s at the earliest. But let's be clear, this is politically ratified, and that's the direction we want to go. So it's a two-stranded approach to Mars, robotically analysing it to see did life originate there, and secondly, maybe try ultimately send people there.
My God, it is fascinating. Kevin Nolan, lecturer in physics at TU Dublin. Thank you very much indeed.